You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Let me ask you something. If you were to tell me that it was likely that you were going to have me over for dinner sometime, how likely is likely?
Boy, but in that scenario is the thing.
I tried to come up with the worst scenario that you could imagine.
Likely would,
like percentage.
Well, then likely, I think, would be like a 70%. Like, it's likely going to happen.
Mm-hmm. What about probably?
It probably happened. Now, when that one's trickling down, we're at 60%.
What about possibly?
Not going to happen. It pretty much just fell to zero. Yeah, possibly.
What if you said it's almost certain? What percentage do you put on that?
Well, first, I would never say that.
But if you did?
I'm almost certain. Like, you're looking at a car. I'm almost certain I'm going to buy that one.
Or like, I'm almost sure.
I'm almost sure. I don't know. 40%.
Almost sure.
Almost sure is 40% to me.
40%?
Yeah.
That's less than half.
Yeah.
But you just said it's an almost sure thing.
Almost sure. I don't know. I'm hung up on the almost. I'm like, eh, I'm really teetering. Almost.
Well, like,
I'm
if you tell somebody you're almost finished with something.
Because I think you go almost sure, and then you're like, I'm sure I'm buying this car. So you'd be down at like 40, and then you probably go up to like 60. Yeah, I'm sure I'm going to buy it.
Your sure is 60%. I thought sure was 100.
No, I'm positive I'm going to buy it. That is 90 to 100%.
Do you see what the issue is here? We have so many different words in our language that are so vague, especially when you consider for every 100 people, they would put there would be 100 different percentages for each of these.
Oh, sure. Yeah. So I'm almost positive you're correct.
So there was this survey. They went out and they asked people, put a percentage behind all of these words. Imagine your boss says, we're probably going to give everybody the day after Thanksgiving off. We're probably going to do that.
Probably would be, in that scenario, a 50-50. It's either going to happen or it's not going to happen. I mean, they're still in discussion, so it's probably going to happen, but don't be disappointed if it doesn't.
See, I would put that with possibly would be a 50-50. Probably.
Probably. Possibly.
I'm thinking more 75%.
Okay, I could see that.
For probably.
Probably.
But that's the thing. Then you go and you book like some sort of little trip because you're sure you're going to have that day off.
And they're like, oh, nope.
We didn't say for sure. Oh. We just said probably.
What's the 100% yes it's going to happen to you?
For me?
For you.
Well, the only 100% is a sure thing. But then I don't get much more above 80%. For even if somebody says it's almost certainly going to happen or it's an almost certain thing, I maybe am going to top out at 80%.
Really?
In what I expect, yeah.
Even when it comes to like a big purchase or something like that, you know, it's... You're not going to... What's the 100% mark? I mean, obviously, you buy a car. What's the... I'm doing this.
A sure thing.
It's a sure thing.
Or I'm doing it. But if probably, likely, possibly, almost certain, outside chance, unlikely, very unlikely... There's too many.
There is, yeah. Yeah.
And so it's confusing. So now let's shift this, if you don't mind. Let's shift this to you as Mr. Parent, Mr. Dad.
That's immediately what I started thinking about.
Jeremy P.
Because you start playing the mind games with your kids, and the three I can think of right now would be the biggie is maybe. Your kid comes and asks you, hey, can we go to the park? You know, yeah, maybe. That's okay. The biggie. The other one is I'll think about it.
Mm-hmm.
Did I use it? Yeah, well, I'll think about it. And then number three is go ask your mom.
You left
and that's
out
pretty
one
much.
Of the biggies, though.
What's that one?
We'll see.
Oh, we'll see. Yes. Yes.
Kids,
why did I not think of that?
Kids get inundated with a ton of these. There's maybe, we'll see, I'll think about it, ask your mom.
All day long, we'll see.
If you're good.
If you're good. You're coming up with some good ones.
Yeah. Well, I was a parent. Well, I still
if
am
you're
a parent.
Good.
But I mean, I was a parent of a little kid.
But pretty much all of these mean no.
Almost all of them.
Maybe. No. I'll think about it. No. We'll see. We'll see is generally a no. It's not going
to
happen.
That's why parents need to find something that in their mind they know they're going to do. They know they're going to break down. Like if the kid wants you to buy such and such, and you know you're going to get it for them, occasionally a parent needs to bust out a maybe or a we'll see so that they offer a glimmer of hope. In other words, if every time you do maybe or we'll see and you don't do it, then the kid, as soon as you say it, they're just going to know it means no.
Right.
But if you occasionally do it, but you're manipulating them because you know you're going to do it for them anyway, but you start by saying maybe or we'll see.
Yeah.
Then when you do it, it puts that shadow of doubt in a kid's mind.
And really, it elevates your cool factor for like the day because you're like, oh my gosh, they actually said yes to a we'll see, you know, and it makes your kids so happy for the day.
Look at that.
And then on Tuesday, you can crush their soul with something else, like go talk to your mom.
Do you and Nicole do the back and forth, ask your mom, ask your
dad? Yes, and I think it's in the parent handbook where you got to say, go ask your mom. And they run upstairs, mom, can we go to the park? And then she'll go, I don't know, go ask your dad. Back down the stairs. Mom said to ask you if we can go to the park. I don't know what's going on today. Go ask your mom again. Back upstairs. And it goes on. I mean, I don't know why they haven't gotten it yet, but it could go on 5-6 times, the back and forth. We're also very big on if they want something that you just say, mom and I are going to have to talk about this. We'll have to talk about it and get back to you. We're big on that. Like Reed was wanting an Xbox Live subscription, which he's not going to get. But his friend was there with him while he was asking, and I didn't want to give him a hard no in front of his friend. So it was a, mom and I got to talk about this, buddy. We'll talk about it and get back to you. And then on Tuesday, no.
And what's so funny is that in their little 8, 9, 5-year-old brains, when you say we need to talk about it, they have this vision of this board meeting kind of thing with you and Nicole sitting down at a conference table with papers spread out in front of you and pens, cups of coffee nearby.
Dark room, a light above us, yeah.
Right. And you're going through the, so what do you think? Should we get that subscription for Reed? Well, I don't know. There's a lot of pros. I've created
a bullet and point.
Cons. I've created a list of pros and cons. We're going to go through that.
Item 1-B on the docket today, Xbox
Reed,
Live.
Reed is out in the hall pacing back and forth outside the closed door.
His hands behind his back.
Pacing, kind of slightly leaning forward.
While you're in there, can you talk about mac and cheese for dinner, too?
And you open the door, and he gets all excited. You're like, no, we're just taking a break.
We need more time. We need more coffee.
We just had a pee break. We're going back to
it's so funny.
Isn't it great?
It's so true.
With kids?
It is, man. It's the best.